Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Open up heaven. Glory to God. Open up heaven and let the presence and the glory of the Lord rest upon us. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank God. We want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome each of you on tonight. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Truly, we are under an open heaven, and truly we know that the Spirit of the Lord is with us, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, we know that there is liberty. Amen. How many feel your liberty on tonight? We give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of you that have come to be with us on tonight. We want to just ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you in this worship experience on tonight. Truly, we know that the Spirit of the Lord, again, is with us, for he has promised us by his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's a very present help. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for, amen, life, health, and strength. A reasonable portion of strength on tonight that keeps us moving, keeps us going. We give him thanks and praise on tonight for soundness of mind. How many thank him tonight for soundness of mind? We just give him thanks on tonight for enabling us, leading us, guiding us to come to be here tonight under this open heaven. And we want to say again, welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you on tonight. God bless you, and we thank you for coming. I want to let you know that we appreciate you tonight more than you know. So if you would, go ahead and take a moment and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Just each one reach one. Reach out and touch somebody. Reach out and invite someone to come to be with you on tonight, to be with us on tonight. We believe that tonight there is a word from the Lord. I don't know about you, people of God, but I have been blessed immensely by what the Lord is doing here on this Prayer News Network. And we believe that you're blessed likewise. And we, again, want to thank you for your coming. We want to thank all of our international listeners, far and near, all of our international listeners. I believe we're in over 59 countries now and growing, continuing to grow. So wherever you are, whether you're here in the United States or whether you're abroad internationally, we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being with us. Amen. Whatever time you're listening to us, we just want to let you know truly we believe that the Lord has commanded a blessing for you today. There is a word from the Lord. So we thank God tonight. Listen, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly receive a copy of it afterwards. We'll give it to you absolutely free, no cost. We'll send you a link directly to your phone whereby you can click and listen as many times as you like. As well, you can send it out as many times as you will. Just send it, send it, send it. Because guess what? When you're blessed by the word, surely someone else will be blessed as well. So we do encourage you to send it, send it, send it. Send this link out. Send this word out so that someone else can be blessed. I just want to thank the Lord tonight for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is truly the head of this line, and we thank the Lord that he has chosen and selected us to be a part of his work. He didn't have to do it. He could have chose anybody, but we're just grateful. We're humble that the Lord has chosen us. Amen. And we just thank him, glory to God, that he has set our hands to this work, and he is continuing to grow and grow and grow his work. We're grateful, again, just to be a part of it on tonight. I want to thank God for my leaders tonight, thanking him tonight for our senior apostle on this night, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking him, glory to God, amen, he's there in Trinidad. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, who resides in Gainesville, Florida. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him tonight for the women of God that stand by these men of God's side, amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise for completeness and wholeness in the body of Christ. I want to thank the Lord tonight for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, and the first family, thanking the Lord for each of them, and thanking him as well for our founding father on tonight, the founding father of the S.C. James Evangelistic Association and its evangelistic Pentecostal churches worldwide. We thank the Lord for his labor of love. We thank him on tonight for his works. Glory to God, his works that are now continuing, that are now continuing in the earth. And we thank God on tonight. We thank him, glory to God, because he was a trailblazer. Glory to God, amen, traveling throughout the world, throughout, glory to God, the isles of the sea, throughout the Middle East, travel, taking this gospel. And here we are tonight, glory to God, we are not traveling, but we are traveling by airwaves. And so we just thank the Lord, amen, for the blueprint. We thank the Lord tonight for our PNN advisors, thanking them tonight, glory to God, for our prayer warriors, amen, our scripture reader. We give God thanks. We give God praise for each and every one of them, amen. Just want to thank the Lord tonight for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you again for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Please tell somebody about us. God is truly doing great things here in the midst. He's doing great things here on the PNN, and we are so very grateful. He's growing. He's expanding. He's taking us to heights unknown. Glory to God, but we have dedicated that wherever shall lead us, there we shall follow. So come on, people of God, come on for the journey. Glory to God, whatever you need, God's got it. We pray that you came. We pray that you are intentional in your coming here. Don't just come to listen, but be an active listener. Take this word and let this word work in your life. Take this word and let the Lord bless you. Take this word, glory to God, and just eat of it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. He's good, he's good, he's good. So take this word, glory to God, eat this word, look at this word, examine this word, let this word look at you. So we give God thanks again. We give him praise. We want to ask you to go ahead again, invite a couple of people to come on in. Invite them to come in and be with us on tonight. We will endeavor not to hold you long on tonight, but we just give God thanks. We give God praise. We want you to go ahead and prepare your hearts and your minds on tonight. We're going to ask our prayer warrior on tonight, our PNN prayer warrior, one of our PNN prayer warriors. We're going to ask on tonight Missionary Dorothy Fan if she would come and sanctify the line. And then after Missionary Fan, we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come and give us our scripture for tonight. And then we will go right into our program. Amen. We are rebroadcasting on tonight, but we're grateful. We just want to set the pace, set the tone, prepare our hearts, prepare our minds on tonight. Glory to God. God bless you in that order. You have the platform, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord God. We come to praise you tonight, Lord God. We come to lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord God, which is due unto you. We come tonight, Lord God, with lifted up hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and as humble as we know how, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and move by your mighty powers tonight on the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to bless each and every one of us, Lord God, that come, Lord God, before your presence tonight, Lord God. We asking you right now, Lord God, to just look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything, Lord God, that we may have done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing unto you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to just let the words, Lord God, of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart. Lord, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to move by your spirit and by your power tonight, Lord God, on this land, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, to just have your way, Lord God, and let your will be done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, looking, Lord God, waiting on you, Lord God, to speak to us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us, each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for you know and you see everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, on each and every one of us tonight. Touch us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch us in every area, Lord God, that we need to be touched, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know you to be a healer, Lord God. We know you to be a savior, Lord God. We know you to be whatever we need you to be tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to look upon our hearts tonight, Lord God, and see the need, Lord God. Some, Lord God, need salvation, Lord God. Some need healing, Lord God. Some just need to be lifted up tonight, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, to move on us tonight. Have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to mend the broken heart, Lord God. We ask you to heal the feeble body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to save, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, is hungry, Lord God, and they don't even know, Lord God, you as pardon of their sins, Lord God. But we ask for you tonight just to look upon us, Lord God. Look upon this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch each individual, Lord God, tonight. We ask you, Lord God, just to have your mighty way. Bless this speaker tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, by your spirit. Move by your power tonight, Lord God. Help us to be hearers, Lord God. And most of all, help us to be doers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch us, Lord God, what we need to be touched. In the name of Jesus, move on Minister Bradley tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move on Minister Bradley, Lord God. Touch her right now. In the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Lift her up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, speak to her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, honor her steps in your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Lord, we come to give you the praise. We come to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor for all that you are about to do, Lord God, for all that you have already done. We don't take it for granted, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wars, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse, the way of love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffers alone is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. For whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongue, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. I have read to you the 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, the first 8 verses. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you, Missionary Fan. We thank the Lord tonight for the blessing of the line, the sanctifying of the line on tonight. We bless him for his scriptures on tonight, letting us know that love never fails. There are many things. There are many, many things, glory be to God. But one thing we know, love, charity, never faileth. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him again. We give him praise. We thank the Lord for each of you on tonight. We want to ask you to go ahead and get your pen and your pencil or your paper, your phone, your iPad. Go ahead and get them so that you can jot down your notes. And people of God, you know, when you jot down notes, it helps you to be able to retain that you hear. You don't have to write everything. Just jot down things that hit your spirit, things that make you say, okay, things that enlighten you, things that open your eyes and your understanding. Just jot those things down. It helps you to be able to retain and to recall what the word of the Lord is unto us, his people. So we bless the Lord tonight, people of God. As we stated, we are rebroadcasting on tonight, and as we stated, we're just so grateful to have so much word, and we thank God that we're able to bring this word back to you, glory to God. All the way back from the beginning, we are yet bringing forth word. And there's so many people that are here now that was not with us in the beginning. So we thank the Lord because the word is ever fresh. Amen. So we bless him. We thank him tonight. And tonight, people of God, we're going over to London, England. There's a man of God over there. It's been quite some time since he's been able to be with us, but we thank the Lord that the word that he brought, we're able to rebroadcast it, and we do hope to hear from him soon. Coming to us tonight by way of the House of Prayer International, we are grateful tonight to be joined by none other than Prophet Pastor Melford Allen.
Well, amen, somebody. We thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for the prayers that have gone forth. Amen. I greet each and every one of you. Amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just a slight correction with the name of the ministry. We have recently changed, amen, the name of the ministry. It's now called Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So just that one thing, Deliverance House of Prayer. Amen. This time, amen, the Lord has instructed us to, amen, to pray. Amen. One of the things that I believe in this hour, amen, that according to the Bible, that men are always to pray. Hallelujah, somebody. And so we got to understand that we're in a season that much prayer is needed. Amen.
Yeah.
And much prayer is needed because of the way things are going, amen, only the person that knew how to stand in the face of adversity and begin to seek the face and the will of God for their lives, their family, their ministry, amen, hallelujah. And that's, my God, that you will be able to come through whatever you're going through. Oh, come on, can I say it again? I said the person that will be able to stand in and pray through, amen, until you come through, amen, hallelujah, in this season. Understand that we're in some crazy times. Again, we're in perilous times, and so we're going to have to pray. So God, amen, hallelujah, has instructed us to call the ministry Deliverance House of Prayer. And there's a song that really catch my spirit also, and it's so amazing that this man of God, Eddie James, that song, this song, Lord, make me a house of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we need to pray. Amen. But I greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you who tuned in on tonight. We thank God for the host of this line. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. And we thank God for how God is using her. Amen. To mobilize his people into this season. Oh, glory be to God. We thank God for her overseer, S.D. James. Amen. And Apostle S.D. James and his family. Amen. Bishop Taylor also. Amen. And all the apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers on this line, amen, each one of you in your respectable places, every man, woman, boy, girl on this line, amen. I also want to give special shout-out to my overseer, my spiritual father, amen, amen, Apostle Darrell G. McCoy, amen. We thank God for his life and for what God is using him for to do in this season. Now, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to go right into the Word. And tonight we want to come, amen. We want to go a little different tonight. We want to go into the book of Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7. And we all know, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 7. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that everyone can hear me well. Oh, glory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, bless the name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Genesis chapter 7. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The Bible said these words. And Noah went, verse 7, and Noah went in, and his sons, and his wives, and his wives, and his son wives with him, into the ark because of the water of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and female. Note now, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to 7 days that the water of the floods were upon the earth, and in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day, they entered Noah and Shem, Ham, Japheth, the son of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his son, with them in the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. Note that is everything is after its kind, and every fowl after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded, and the Lord shut the door. And the Lord shut the door. Father, I pray that you will touch my tongue in the name of Jesus. Give me strength, O God, that I be able, O God, to minister to these your people. O God, I thank you for another opportunity, Father, that you have given me strength, oh God, to do what you have called us to do. Amen. So, Father, tonight I pray that as we be on this line, that we will not leave the same way, oh God, but we will leave knowing, my God, that there is safety in the ark. And so tonight, how we thank you, God, that we can come into the ark of grace, that we could come in, oh God, before you tonight, before this door is shut. Hallelujah. And so, Father, I pray tonight, Lord, hallelujah, this word, oh God, challenge someone, let it bless someone, let it heal someone, let it deliver someone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we give you praise. Amen. Now, children of God, the Bible says in chapter 6 that Noah, God spoke to Noah. He said, Noah, I want you, amen, hallelujah, the building ark. The Bible says that when it came to pass and men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughter was born unto them. He said this God, the sons of God, to the daughters of men, and how they were fear, and that they were fear, and they took them to wives because they were good looking. And the Bible said that God said that my spirit shall not always strive with men before, because he said that flesh, he says flesh, amen. He said the man has become exceedingly wicked before me, and so he said my spirit shall not always strive with them. And the Bible said that they, in those days, there were giants in the earth. In those days, the Bible said that they were the sons of God. Watch this now, the sons of God. He came unto the daughters of men and marry and take wives, right? Amen. And the Bible also said that they'd be a children, and the children become mighty. Amen. And these were not just any men. The Bible said they were men of renown. Oh, glory of God. These are, and the Bible said that God looked at all these things. Amen. And he saw the wickedness of men on the earth. And he was great. And every imagination of men, come on, they were very great. The Bible declares that everything that man in man's heart was continually evil, was continually wicked. And God said, I repented that I make men. Amen. And he said, the Bible said that God's heart was grieved. God's heart was grieved. And so God said, I will repent that I make men. He said, but guess what? I will destroy everything that I made. He said, I'm going to destroy everything that was upon the face of the earth. And the Bible declares that God told Noah, amen, hallelujah, to go make a boat. Now, amen, hallelujah, you can understand that in those days, to make a boat, and there is no water there. Come on, hallelujah. Sometimes God will cause you to do stuff, amen, that nobody else understands what you're doing. Amen. People will criticize you. People will say, oh, why are you praying every night? Why are you doing this? Or why are you doing that? Nobody will understand. But when you know that God has spoken to you, the Bible says it's better to obey God rather than man. That's why the Bible said, let God be true and every man be a liar. And so the Bible said that Noah went on this journey to build this ark, and God gave him dimension and specific instructions how to create this ark, how to create this thing. I remember now in those days that the earth was, amen, there was no rain upon the earth. There was only a mist that goes up from the ground, amen, and water into the earth. So you got to understand, hallelujah, they have never seen, amen, this thing. They're wondering, Noah, you got to be crazy because, amen, this is totally ridiculous. You're building, amen, a big boat in a place that is dry. There is no water. How is this thing going to float? But Noah heard God. He heard God because God gave him specific instructions. Sometimes when God told you to do something, it will look crazy to somebody else. But you're going to have to understand, hallelujah, if God tells you to something, there is a reason for what he said to do. Oh, come on, somebody. If God tells you to do something, amen, there's a reason behind it. And the Bible declares that while Noah was building the ark, the people were laughing. They were mocking. They were scorning. Just now, you got to understand, we're living in a time that when you preach certain things, because it's not popular anymore, oh, come on, salvation is not popular. All we want now is money coming. Oh, come on, you're going to be blessed. Oh, come on, all we want to hear a nice word. Oh, come on, come on, we want somebody to tell us our address and how much money that is in our bank account. But come on, somebody, that's not going to help you now. Hallelujah, you have to learn how to stand on your feet. You're going to have to learn, hallelujah, just like the animals were going into the ark two by two. You're going to have to learn, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, how to seek God in this hour. The Bible declares, glory to God, that as they were going in, hallelujah, God told them, he said, listen, Brother Noah, I want you now, after you finish building the ark, I want you to get two of every kind of every animal, two of every kind of animals, two by two, a male and a female. Watch this now. It's amazing how the animals, amen, learn how to go into the ark of safety, and human, which are made in the image and the likeness of God, thought it was a joke. All the animals was going in, and only Brother Noah and his family as human beings that was on board. That amazes me because, amen, you think that, amen, that man had the ability to name the animals. Man had the ability to call animals, amen, what they're supposed to be. The whale, this fish is a whale. This animal is a cow. This thing that fly is a bird. Man had the ability to call and name these things. But yet still, and God spoke to man, that gave man wisdom and authority and dominion over everything that was created. Amen. The thing that was created by God, and that caused, amen, man, to give them names and all these things. Amen. They went up into the ark for safety, but yet still, hallelujah, the wise man that has the wisdom of God, amen, stood by the wayside, amen, and began to mock scorn. Oh, let me see what's going to happen. Let me see how this thing is going to float. Just when you begin to, hallelujah, just when they begin to party and carry on, the Bible said that Noah went in the ark, hallelujah, with all the animals, two by two, amen, hallelujah. You watch this now. He didn't say male and male, female and female. He said male and female. Can we park that right there? He didn't say male and male or female and female. He said male and female. And watch this. They went in the ark, and the Bible said, and God shut the door. Then it began to rain. It began to rain straight 7 days. It began to rain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It began to rain. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But the only place that was safe was in the ark of God. Tonight, my God, I want to encourage somebody that you got to find, hallelujah, the ark of God and begin to go in. Because guess what? It's getting ready to rain. Oh, come on, somebody. And the only way that you'll find safety, the only way you'll find shelter is in the ark of God. Tonight, I come to talk somebody. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Don't mind what your family may say. Don't mind what your friends may say. You're going to have to come into the shelter. You're going to have to come on in. Hallelujah, my God. You're going to have to know God in this hour. Oh, come on. In this hour, God is telling us that we got to enter in, into the ark of safety. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible declares that Noah found grace. Hallelujah. Noah found grace. Who was grace? Grace is Jesus Christ. Because the Bible tells us that the grace of God that has appeared unto men, teaching us how to deny ungodliness, how to live sober. Amen. In this day and time to come. Hallelujah. Grace, my God. The Bible says the grace of God that sits on the throne. Oh my, come on. The grace of God that sits on the throne. You got to understand who grace is. Hallelujah, my God. The Bible said that Noah found grace in the Lord. Hallelujah. That means Noah found Jesus. Noah found Jesus because Jesus is grace. Oh, come on. You know, now the church world is telling you that grace is God's unmerited favor. Oh, come on. That grace is God's unmerited favor. But grace is more than God's unmerited favor. Oh, come on, somebody. I said grace is more than God's unmerited favor. The Bible tells us that the grace of God sits on the throne. Then he tells us that the grace of God teaches us how to deny ungodliness. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So you're going to have to understand that the grace that I'm talking about is the spirit. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You're going to have to understand, children of God, we're in an hour now that we're going to need the grace of God to keep us in this hour. We're going to need to find the ark of safety. We're going to have to find, my God, the shelter of the ark. Hallelujah. It's now. You look around you, everything that is happening around us. Look around us, all the chaos. The Bible said in the last days in the book of Timothy that perilous times shall come. Oh, come on. Troublesome times shall come. You're going to need the ark of safety. You cannot leave anything to chance. Oh, come on, somebody. I say you cannot leave anything to chance. You're going to have to find yourself into the ark of God. I wish somebody tonight, oh, glory to God, would say, I need to find the ark. I don't want to leave outside. I don't want to be left outside. I got to get in where the safety is. The Bible said that when they got in, hallelujah, God shut the door and it began to rain. Just imagine. They had all the time to get in. They had all the time to get in. And they stayed there and the door was closed. When the doors closed, you can imagine that they started to wonder, oh, come on. They started to wonder what this means, because now the door is shut. That means that we can't get in. Hallelujah. Something getting ready to happen. Then you find one drop, two drop. Then it started to rain. Hallelujah. It started to shower. Oh, glory to God. Now they're trying to get in, but they can't get in because it was already too late. Hallelujah. You got to understand. Hallelujah. This coming a day that the door will be closed. Oh, come on, somebody. And you will not be able to get in. Hallelujah. The Bible says today is the accepted time. Oh, come on. Harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, come on, don't harden your heart. I know that they don't preach it the same way that we grew up on. I know that now we got all kind of fancy words, and we got theology, and we got all kind of this and that, and we got all kind of education. I'm not saying nothing is bad, but I'm not saying that is bad. But come on, sometimes we need the raw meat of the word. We need the sincere meat of the word. We need a steady diet of the word. Oh, come on, let the word of God dwell in you, in your life richly. You're going to have to understand saying that word would give you light. That word would give you illumination. That word, oh, come on, the entrance of the word. We got light. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. You're going to have to find yourself in the word in this hour. That's where you're going to find life. Oh, come on. In the word, you'll find the ark of safety. In the word, you'll understand that, my God, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that's coming out of the mouth of God. You're going to have to understand that the word that you is the word that's going to keep you in this hour. The Bible declares, good God Almighty, the Bible declares that Noah found grace. The Bible said, and after God had shut the door, my God, it started to rain. Hallelujah, it started to rain. I come to encourage somebody tonight. Hallelujah, my God, come on in the ark. Hallelujah, come on in the ark while it's still time. Come on in while there is time, yet time. Oh, come on, don't take nothing for granted. Hallelujah, that people have, oh, come on. I hear people say all the time, I got time, I'm not ready yet. I used to think that way also, but I realized that we really don't have time. Oh, come on, somebody, talk back to me. We really don't have time anymore. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said, we really don't have time. Oh, come on. I said, you don't have time. Come on. You know, when we were growing up, they were telling us, they used to say things like, oh, it's almost midnight and Jesus is soon to come. Well, if we were small, hallelujah, if we were young then, and they used to say that, and now we're much older, we're much wiser, how much more that we think that the time, the day is approaching, the day is at hand, hallelujah, the day is at hand. And so now you cannot leave anything, oh, come on, and you cannot take anything for granted because you're going to have to get in now, hallelujah, if there is yet time. Is there anybody said that? We'll say tonight, I'm not leaving nothing. Oh, come on. Maybe you're on this line and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. Tonight is the night that you say, I want to get in. Maybe you've been in this way and you're backsliding because the Bible said in the last days, men will fall away from the faith. That means it's possible that you're still going to church, but you're not in the faith. It's possible that you're singing on the praise team and you're not in the faith. It's possible that you've been prophesying, but you're not in the faith. Oh, come on. Yes. Oh, come on. It's possible that you're singing. You're doing everything that you're supposed to do, but you're not in the faith. You're going to church because that is just something that you're accustomed of doing from the time that you were smaller. Hallelujah. But now it's a different day now. Hallelujah. You just have to know Jesus for yourself. Going to church is not going to help you. There was a man, hallelujah, in the Bible. He said, my God, when Jesus approached him, he said, Jesus stopped, begin to have a dialogue with him. And the Bible declared that this man was telling Jesus how he'd been good from since he was a child. All these things have he done. But Jesus said, you still lack one thing. Hallelujah. Sell what you have. Give to the poor and come follow me. The Bible said that he went away feeling sorrowful because he was not ready to pass with his earthly stuff. He was not ready to pass with his religion. He was not ready to pass with all that he had. Oh, come on, somebody. He was not ready to give up. Oh, come on his wealth. Give up on his status. Oh, come on. There are a lot of people in this end time, hallelujah, they're seeking after status, they're seeking after fame, but they're still outside of the ark. I come to tell you tonight, it's time to get in the ark. Hallelujah, it's getting ready to rain. Oh, come on, there's stuff that's happening all around us, and Jesus is soon to put in his appearance. But you've got to understand, when we see all these signs around us, the Bible says, look up, because of the redemption joy. Now, I've come to tell somebody, you've got to get yourself in the ark of safety. Get in the ark. Oh, come on, you cannot leave anything for granted. You cannot take anything for chance. You're going to have to get in now because today is the day of salvation. Somebody get in the ark. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, somebody get in the ark. Because with the way that things are going, oh, come on, hallelujah. The Bible declares, amen, that fear has torment. What they're doing now, they're telling us every time we turn on the news, it's something to get us fearful. It's something, amen, to get us afraid. Oh, come on. But as long as you're in the ark, you have nothing to fear. Hallelujah. Because you tell that devil that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're more than a conqueror. You will tell that devil, I'm an overcomer. Matter of fact, you'll tell that devil, because of the blood of Jesus, I got a testimony. Oh, come on, that you shall live and not die. Oh, come on, and tell that old devil, I know that God will make a way for me. Oh, come on, I know that even if I got to go through, I know that he is going to bring me through. Is there anybody tonight that say, I know God is going to bring me out of this one. You may be, my God, you may have gone in some trials. You have gotten into some stuff. You may have gotten into some problems. But my God, rest assured that if you trust the Lord with all your heart, your all your mind, lean up to your own understanding in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to direct you. He's going to tell you how to navigate out of that situation. He's going to show you how to come out of that trial. He's going to show you how to come out of whatever situation you're in. I come to tell you, my God, sickness and disease have no authority, no control over you. But as long as you're in the ark of safety, my God, everything gets a backup from you. I wish somebody tonight would grow up to understand that I'm telling you, hallelujah, as long as you're in the ark, you're in the safest place. In the ark of God. Oh, hallelujah. I said, in the ark of God, you're in a safe place. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Going to church is not going to save you. Just going to church is not going to save you. You're going to need to have a personal one-on-one with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You're going to have to learn how to get an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. I say you're going to have to learn how to get in, hallelujah, with him. You're going to have to learn how, because there are times that you're not going to be able to call the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. You're not going to be able to get a hold of them, and you're going to need to grab a hold of God by yourself. Oh, glory to God, somebody. I say you're going to have to get a hold of God for yourself. Hallelujah. I come to tell you tonight that you're going to have to get in the ark. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible said that, my God, that the flood came upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and everything was destroyed. Hallelujah. But yet, hallelujah, the Bible declares that God had made a covenant that, with Noah. Hallelujah. He put a rainbow in the sky, and he said, whenever you see the bow, hallelujah, you will remember. But he said, I'm not going to destroy the earth by water again. Hallelujah. But you got to understand that there is a greater destruction that's coming. Hallelujah. That for those that don't know Christ, hallelujah, the only way to escape from what is to come, hallelujah, that's why the Bible says, come on, it got to escape from the wrath that is to come. Hallelujah, there's something that is coming, and the only way you'll be able to escape, there's something, my God, and you know people, my God, there's people that are scared of corona, there's people that are scared of disease, and all these things that are happening, but you're going to have to understand that what's getting ready to come is greater than corona, greater than anything that we've ever seen or faced. Oh, come on, I'm not here to preach doom or gloom, but I come to encourage you, as long as you're in Jesus Christ, there's no evil shall befall you, nor any plague come nigh your dwelling. As long as you're in Jesus Christ, I don't care what the devil say. Oh, come on. When we were going to school, they used to tell, my God, hallelujah, when we were going to school, they used to tell us this little story about the three little pigs. Hallelujah, my God. One of them built their house in straw. Hallelujah. The other one built with wood. But this other one built with stuff that was solid. And there was this little wolf. He would come and he would huff, he'd puff, and he would blow down the house, and he would get the little pig. But got to understand, there was this smart little pig that built up a strong house, that when the wolf came huff and puff and blow, he could not get the little pig. Why? Because the little pig had a firm foundation. He had a strong house. Oh, come on. Tonight, how strong is your foundation? How strong is your house? Because when the wind of life begins to blow, when the storms of life begin to blow, you're going to need to have a strong foundation. You're going to need to have, glory to God, something that can stand the test of time. I remember there was a man that built his house upon a rock. And when the storm came, my God, when the storm came, my God, and the wind blew, the house was still secure. Why? Because it was built on a solid foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How strong is your foundation? Do every wind, to every contrary wind, blow your foundation, cause it to tilt, cause it to rock, cause it to sway. How strong is your foundation? Glory to God. Noah had a strong foundation. He believed God. And that's why the Bible declares, glory to God, glory to God, that Noah believed God. God told him, build this thing. And Noah went on building. Hallelujah, my God. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. Guess what happened? They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were celebrating. They were doing all kinds of stuff. They were eating, drinking, marrying, celebrating, all that stuff that they were doing. Look around now. Hallelujah. It's a marriage, my God. Everybody wants a husband. Everybody wants a wife. But nobody wants to seek Jesus. Oh, come on. Whatever happened to the time that you'll pray through until you come through? Whatever happened that you're praying? Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, I've never seen so much of people are getting, oh, good God. God, I almost say something. Hallelujah. We I'm so lonely. I need that. Come on, trust Jesus. He will send you the right partner for your relationship. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I said, trust Jesus. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Because God has the right person for you. God has the good person for you. God has the best person for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He knows what you need. That's why he said he knows what you need, even before you ask. Hallelujah. That's why he said, call unto me, and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. There are some things that God knows that you need. Oh, come on. But you're going to have to trust God, believe in God. You're going to have faith in God. This is the hour now that we're seeing things around us. We're seeing everything. Hallelujah, going the way that the Bible said. The Bible declares, hallelujah, that we're in the last days. We're in trouble sometimes, and that's why he told us last time. We can't get shaken in our mind. We cannot get flustered by what we're seeing. Oh, come on, we're not getting disturbed. Hallelujah, because sometimes when we see the signs, when we see the things are happening, sometimes it calls your mind to become a little fearful, a little doubtful. But he told us last time, be not be soon shaken in our minds. Oh, come on, don't be troubled or be alarmed. Oh, come on, somebody, I come to let you know, hallelujah, as long as you stand upon the word of God, hallelujah, my God, the Bible declares that God is not a man that he should lie, neither he's the son of man that he should repent. Everything that he said out of his mouth shall come to pass. Do you believe God tonight? Do you believe his words tonight? You're going to have to stand up on the promises of God. The promises of God is yes and amen. Hallelujah, yes and amen. Whatever God said, hallelujah, that it is. Oh, come on, that it is. He's my God. He said, A to the Z. Oh, come on. And everything that is in between. He told Noah is getting ready to rain. Noah believed and built a boat. Got in the boat. Hallelujah. A man that was smart and wise. Come on. In their own eyes thought that it was not going to be so. But the Bible said when Noah went in, God shut the door. I'm reminded in the book of Revelation, he said, behold, I stand at the door. Hallelujah. He's standing at the door waiting for you to come in or to invite him in. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's waiting for you. Hallelujah. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, waiting for you and for me. Tonight, I want to encourage somebody. It's time to get in the ark. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on. I said it's time to get in the ark. Amen. This woman of God, amen, for the last over 100 days now, this prayer line has been going. Many lives have been saved. Many lives have been healed. Many lives, have been touched by the power of God. Some people get a double portion. Some people got restoration. Oh, come on. Some people, my God, got their deliverance. Some people got stuff that they need. Oh, come on. They got their breakthrough. Hallelujah. This is the same breakthrough anointing. It's still on this line. Hallelujah. God is doing something unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. God is able. Let this man, with men it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. Oh, come on, you could bring all your impossible situations to God, and he would make them possible. Oh, come on, as long as you got faith as a grain of mustard seed. Oh, come on, you could believe God. You could believe God, and you could speak to that tree. Oh, come on, and tell that mountain be moved. Remember the other time that the Bible said that Jesus and his disciples, they were walking, going somewhere, and there was a fig tree, and because the fig tree had no fruit under Jesus' curse, my God, that barren tree, and the next day when they came by, the tree had dried up, and the disciple was amazed. Oh, come on. They was amazed because the tree was dried up. But my God, if the Bible said, Jesus said, if you have that kind of faith, oh, come on, if you have that kind of faith, come on, tonight, I come to tell somebody, let your faith man begin to be built. Let your faith man be built up. Let your faith man begin to recharge. Oh, come on, and you could speak those things that are not as if they were. Oh, come on, you can speak those things that are not as if they were. Let your faith man be built up. Oh, come on, begin to speak whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are true. Come on, begin to speak. Oh, come on, hallelujah, I know the Lord will make a way. Come on, my God, sometimes you're going to have to change up your words. Hallelujah, my God, instead of speaking down, begin to speak life. Oh, glory to God, begin to speak life over your situation. Begin to speak hope over your situation. Begin to speak, my God, I know that God will do it. My God, the Bible said, David said, I was young, but now I'm old. But I've never seen the righteous is forsaken. Lord, you see out begging bread. Come on, the Lord will make a way. Hallelujah. The Bible said that Noah went in the ark, and the Bible said that God shut the door, and it started to rain. But the Bible declares, hallelujah, that there was a day that came. Hallelujah. Noah sent out some bird. He sent out some raven. Hallelujah. A raven did fly through the land looking for rest. He came back. Hallelujah. My God. So I come to tell you that trouble don't last always. Even though it rained for 40 days, for on the earth, the water was on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. But trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. The raven went out. They came back. Hallelujah. Then he sent out the dove. The dove went out and it came back. Hallelujah. But one time he sent the dove out, but the dove never came back. I said, trouble don't last always. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. My God, there's a sign of breakthrough. When the dove didn't came back, there was a sign of breakthrough. Oh, come on. I come to tell you tonight that there is a sign of breakthrough in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of this struggle. There is a sign of breakthrough. Oh, come on. I wish somebody tonight would understand that there is a sign of breakthrough. My God, I come to tell somebody that your weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I said, my God, you've been crying for a long time. You've been crying, hallelujah, some tears. My God, tonight, you've been crying, but then I'm telling you, your joy is getting ready to manifest in this season. Hallelujah. I wish, oh, good God Almighty, somebody tonight, get ready to celebrate. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said, get ready. Hallelujah. Getting ready to celebrate because, hallelujah, my God, this thing that is coming is not going to take you by surprise, but you will have first-hand information that God is setting you apart. He's setting you up. Except the remnant. Good God. There is a remnant that shall be saved. Hallelujah. Understand, children of God, as I get ready to close, that the ark is getting ready, the door is getting ready to shut. Hallelujah. I'm not going to allow the things that we name, the animals that we gave name to go in and be safe, and we are still outside, amen, waiting for the rain to come to prove if what God said is true. We need to get in. We need to get in. Tonight, if you're on this line, and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight is the night that you could give your life to God. Oh, hallelujah. I said tonight is the night that you could give your life over to God. Come on, the ark door is about to be closed. Amen, hallelujah. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, just as I begin to be reminded, amen, there was a time over here in London, I went to minister at this one church. Hallelujah. And as I was getting ready to close, I made an altar call. Hallelujah. I made an altar call. And I got up and I said, amen, if you're here tonight, amen, and you need to give God your life, amen, I want you to come and let's touch and agree and pray and believe God, and you ask God into your heart. I begin to appeal, and there's a few people come. And so after we say the prayer of faith and we said the repentant prayer and all of that stuff, I went to my seat and sat down. But then there was a weeping that came over me, and God said, God told me, he said, go back up and make another appeal. He said, go back and make another appeal. So I went back up. I said, can I say something? I said, God said, there's somebody in here that needs to give their life to God, because tomorrow is not promised. They might not get another opportunity. Come on. He said, they might not get another opportunity. And I begin to cry. I begin to weep. And a few more people come. But the Lord let me know that the person that he was appealing to did not come. After the church was dismissed, a lady came up to me and said, Pastor, I know that you were talking to me. That we was on the outside. I was getting ready to leave. He said, Pastor, I know that you were talking to me. A week or so later, nobody heard from her. They went to her house, and they found her. I guess she had just came out the bathroom, and they found her across her bed. She had died. The same person that said, Pastor, you were talking to me. Tonight, the call of salvation is here. The call of salvation is here. And if you're on this line and you say that you don't want the door to close on you, amen, you can just press *6 and come over on this side and say, amen, I'm willing to surrender my life to Jesus. Is there one tonight that said, I'm willing to give my life to Jesus? I don't want, amen, look around how things are happening all around of us. Amen. And you can't take nothing for granted today. You can't take nothing for granted. If you're on this line tonight and you need Jesus as your personal Savior, I want you to open your line. I want you to press *6 and come on over and let your request be made known tonight that you want Jesus as your personal Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, come on.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What a message. Amen on tonight. Amen. Come on in the ark. Praise God. It's going to rain. Hallelujah. Amen. A timely message. Amen. For the time that we're living in to right now. Praise God. We're living in perilous time. Glory to God. Amen. And the door is about ready to shut. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The altar call has been given. Amen. Glory to God. I will not leave this line tonight. Glory to God. Knowing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That my salvation. Amen. Glory to God. My life is not up to par. Hallelujah. Amen. At any cost. Praise God, tonight, amen, as the man of God said, praise God, tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, tonight, today, amen, whatever, praise God, amen, it is the day of salvation, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, we don't have long, amen, and it is by the grace of God that we are here, praise God, amen. Amen. So keep it, praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's keep this hour, this moment, every minute, praise God, is important, amen, to us. Amen. Anyone, praise God, desire prayer, praise God. If you don't know Christ in the free part of your sins, amen, glory to God, amen. Today, tonight will be my night. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, amen, but I would want to make a change. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is soon to come, praise God, amen, amen, as he gave in the word, praise God, as the word said, praise God, amen, Noah got everything together, instructed by God, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, but there was time, amen, to come on in, praise God, amen, hadn't rained, amen, hadn't rained, praise God, amen, but they began to feel a drop, amen, to know, praise God, what Noah was telling us, amen, amen, tell us, come on in. It's going to rain. Amen. The same thing going today. Amen. Jesus, amen, is letting us know, praise God, these things, what we're going through is by no accident. Amen. It was meant to be. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible is fulfilling. Hallelujah. Amen. Disease, sickness upon the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Killing. Amen. Upon the land. Everything that we're going through, amen, it's in the word. Glory to God. Amen. So if I was you, amen, glory to God, I will come on in the ark, amen, it's getting ready to rain, amen, it's getting ready, praise God, amen, the door is about to close, amen, anyone desire prayer tonight, praise God, want to be saved, amen, glory to God, want to be saved, amen, glory to God, hate to be out in an ocean, praise God, I hate to be out, praise God, amen, the door shut, amen, glory to God, and we're banging on the door, let me in, amen, but they're saying, no, 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 you heard the word, glory to God, you heard the word, amen, you heard the word, praise God, amen, on 8, 16, 20, 22, you heard the word, amen, you and I don't have no excuse, glory to God, we don't have no excuse. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because we heard the word. We heard them compelling. Come, come, come. Come, come, come. Amen. And that's what we're doing tonight. Compelling with you and you and you. Glory to God. To come to Jesus while you still, amen, have time. Amen. Tonight, anyone, praise God. Amen. Want to be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone, man, woman, boy, or girl, amen. You're not too young and you're not too old. Hallelujah. To be born again. Hallelujah. Anyone, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Anyone, glory to God, desire prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But all my family members are not saved. Amen. They are not saved. Amen. So we put them on the altar tonight. Glory to God. Neighbors are not saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone? Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord, amen.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Yes, ma'am, what a mighty word on tonight. It's that time. It is that time to come on in.
Yes.
We bless God tonight for the messenger, and we thank God tonight for the opening for prayer. And I actually received a prayer request from Evangelist Joanne Biggs. Evangelist Biggs, her sister Joanne, her two brothers, Marshall and Ronnie, and Ronnie's wife, they all have COVID, COVID-19, and they are asking for prayer, please. And that's the Evangelist Biggs, her sister Joanne, her two brothers, Marshall and Ronnie, and Ronnie's wife. They all have COVID, and they're asking for prayer tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen, Bradley. God, amen. Hallelujah. It's time to come on in. Come on in. Anyone else? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anyone desire prayer tonight, tonight, tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Doesn't matter what you're going through. God has
power. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is a missionary fan, and I'm asking prayer for my son, Curtis Fan Sr. He has COVID. And just his whole household. His whole household.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.
And everything. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The message. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. Just, amen. Glory to God. So wake up call. A wake up call. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can go to neighbor's house, children's house. Knock. Praise God. Hallelujah. They may not be at home. Can't get in. Hallelujah. But this is one door. Amen. I don't want it to shut on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't want it to shut on me, praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to get in. Hallelujah. I want my family to get in. I want my friends to get in. Even my enemies to get in. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on in. The ark is going to reign. Amen. Glory to God. The man of God, let us know we're only safe in the arms of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Only safe place is in the arm of Jesus. Amen. The only safe place is in the ark. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on in, the ark is going to reign. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Backsliders, come on in. Hallelujah. Lukewarmness, come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. We got life in the Word. There's life in the Word. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I ask you to remember my family, praise God. Amen. Whole entire family, the saved and the unsaved. Glory to God. Amen. For salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. That the Lord would save, heal, and deliver. Praise God. Amen. That the Lord would bring unity to the family. praising God, amen, don't know about you, amen, glory to God, amen, but the enemy love, praise God, division, amen, glory to God, amen, and we're praying, amen, for unity in the families, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, as ever was a time, amen, glory to God, amen, we need to stand strong and stay with God, the time is now. Amen. Trouble on the left, trouble on the right, trouble in the front, trouble in the back. But yet, God, amen. Hallelujah. God's grace and his mercy. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It endures, amen, forever. Praise God. Amen. So we're pressing. We're staying in the race. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In order to stay, amen, to get in the ark, you got to stay in the race. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else desire a prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word thus far that has went forth on tonight. Praise God. We thank you, glory to God, for the man of God tonight. Hallelujah, Father, she to bless him. Hallelujah, strengthen him in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you restore back to him all that he has given out to your people, O God, tonight. Father, we ask you tonight to remember every prayer request in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to remember, O God, hallelujah, Father, Evangelist Biggs and her family in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to remember her sister tonight in the name of Jesus, her brother. Glory to God, Lord, the wife, O Father, the entire family in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Marsha, Rodney, Father, the wife, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, the name that we did not call, Father, you remember them tonight, Father, but we ask you, hallelujah, for your healing touch in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over this COVID in Jesus' name, for we ask you to touch them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, every part of the body, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in the name of Jesus, take them through, glory to God, quarantine, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we ask you, Father, oh God, let no, oh God, Lord, no side effects, no cough, no temper, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah. None of these things, hallelujah, overtake them in the name of Jesus, but bring them through, God. Hallelujah, oh God, even, oh God, not even the 14 days, but give them a short time, hallelujah, to go through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Father, we're standing on your word in the name of Jesus that you are the healer, God. Hallelujah, Father, you said in your word, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that by your stripes, they're already healed. And we thanking you right now in Jesus' name that they're covered, God, under the blood. Hallelujah, Father, let the blood saturate. Let the blood, glory to God, cover every germ, every infection. In the name of Jesus, we come against backlash in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, bring them out. Hallelujah, with their hands lifted up and a praise in their mouth. Glory to God, healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Be thou healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God, strength. Glory to God, appetite. Stay in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now. We thank you for the already what you have done and that you're going to do and that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Father, remember missionary fan, son. Hallelujah, Father. We know that you are healer. Touch Brother Curtis right now. Father, heal. Hallelujah. Take him through. In the name of Jesus. No setback. But God, let he go forward. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we thank you right now for covering him in the blood of Jesus. Jesus. In your blood, in your blood, there's power in your blood. There's healing in your blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus because the blood still works in the in the name of Jesus. We excuse me. There's still power in the blood of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We praise your name even for our family. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the victory in Jesus' name. Because the blood, it still works in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you right now, lay your hands on them. Lay your hands on our children. Lay your hands, God. Hallelujah. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we thank you for the victory, Lord, in everyone, oh God, that are going through, oh, hallelujah, going through with sickness, pain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be, there's power in your name. Power. Power in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we ask you tonight, take us through. Well, Father, remember those that incarcerated. Remember our young people in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, Lord, and we pray tonight. Hallelujah, oh Father, that they run. Hallelujah, come on in the ark because it's going to rain. In the name of Jesus, Father, for it won't be water. Hallelujah, this time, but it'll be fire. In the name of Jesus, come on in the ark. Come on in the ark. Hallelujah, Father, we at you tonight. Glory to God, Lord, that their voice can be heard. Hallelujah, Father, that they come on in the ark, oh God, and give their life to Christ in the name of Jesus, because you are the answer. Hallelujah, for the world today. Glory to God, we ask you to bless tonight. Heal tonight, deliver, renew, revive in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against everything that the enemy has set up, trap, God. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you for every door that you have opened. Father, we ask you tonight, shut the door of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, refill tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, refill with the Holy Ghost. God, up the gift that is in us tonight. Oh God, though they feel empty, feel like they don't know what to do. Hallelujah, we ask tonight, refill tonight in the name of Jesus. Fill them up, God. Hallelujah, stir up that Holy Ghost that is in us tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight for the victory. Hallelujah, victory in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and we pray. Ever lift your name, hallelujah, to give you praise, honor tonight, and the glory, hallelujah. We thank you tonight because we're still standing, hallelujah, standing on your word, standing on your promises, in the name of Jesus, tonight, Father, tonight, we have the victory, hallelujah. There's power in the blood, power in the name of Jesus, and glory to God. God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the word. Thank you for those that have came for it tonight. Thank you for those that are praying for the loved one. Thank you tonight because we know prayer work, Father. We ask you tonight. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight, God. Oh, hallelujah. Continue to touch her. Keep her, God, under the shadows of the Almighty. Strengthen her tonight. Glory to God. Order her footsteps in your word. Bless her going and bless her coming. Bless her children tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight for every advisor, every listener tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll forever give you praise, honor tonight in Jesus' name. We pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, Father, we ask you tonight to hide us behind the cross of the shed blood in Jesus' name. Father, in that secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah, Lord, and we ask you tonight, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We thank God tonight, amen, for what our ears have heard, amen, and our heart has felt, amen, amen. The Holy Ghost is here. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah, we praise God tonight, amen, for the victory in Jesus. Hallelujah, something about the name. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus, it has power, amen. And every time you mention the name of Jesus, amen, the devil don't like that name. Glory to God, amen, because the word said, at the name of Jesus, the devil tremble. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He'll try to choke it out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. High up a horse it out. Amen. But hallelujah. That made me want to shout it out that much louder. Praise God. Amen. There's power, power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For being with us tonight, praise God, amen, and realize it was a rebroadcast service, amen, but just in case, amen, you didn't get to listen to it the first time, amen, it came, amen, glory to God, amen, Pastor, praise God, amen, Apostle, amen, Munford Allen, praising God, amen, an awesome man of God, amen, letting us know, praise God, amen, we got to come on in the ark, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Before the door is shut. Amen. Let's get in the ark. Praise God. In other words, let's get in the safety zone. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Because we're safe. Amen. Glory to God. In the arms of Jesus. Amen. We're safe. Glory to God. Amen. Tell somebody we're safe in the arms of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But just in case you didn't get a copy, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The first time you're able now, amen, to get a copy. Maybe it's your first time, amen, hearing the message, amen, on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We have ways that you can get a copy, amen, of the broadcast on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 It needs to be heard again over and over and over, amen, because a lot of people, amen, don't believe Jesus is coming back. I know we heard it. I heard it when I was small, coming up, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, amen. Hear the mother say, used to sing about it, amen, get your house in order. Jesus is coming. Glory to God. Amen. But now the signs are here. Jesus is coming back. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you're not ready and I'm not ready, we won't be able to go back with him. Amen. Only those, amen, that's been born again. Hallelujah. That have repented of their sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Can really, amen, are able to go back, amen, with Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I want to go back with them. I want to go back with Jesus, amen, when he comes. Hallelujah, amen. So just in case, amen, that you, amen, glory to God, amen, want a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We have numbers, praise God, amen, glory to God, where you can get a copy, amen, glory to God, amen, even, praise God, amen, if you can listen to, amen, go back and listen to on the Facebook Live, amen, and listen to the broadcast over again, praise God, amen, and just enjoy Jesus all back over again, amen, glory to God, amen. So we're going to give you a number to where, praise God, amen, you can call it the number, amen, and with that we'll make sure that you will get a copy, amen, of the broadcast, amen, and share it to the believers, amen, and to those that don't believe, glory to God, amen, to know Jesus is coming soon, amen, sooner than you and I think, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, amen. The number is 912-257-3918, Glory to God again. Amen. 912-257-3918. Glory to God. Amen. And just call that number, praise God, and they will see to get you a copy, amen, of the broadcast. Amen. And just in case, amen, you can't get through there, praise God, amen, we have another number that you can dial, 678-608-7234. Praise God again, 678-608-7234. Praise God, amen, that you can, amen, get a copy, amen, glory to God, amen, of the service. Amen, hallelujah, amen. You will want to hear the word, amen, share the word, glory to God, amen. And just think about, praise God, amen, where are we at, amen, in these times, glory to God, for the things that are going on, where are we at, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, to get our Holy Ghost, amen, up the park, amen, because we want to be ready, praise God, amen, when Jesus come, glory to God, amen, amen. So we thank God, amen, tonight, amen, for you joining us, praise God, on the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen, hallelujah, to all the internationals, praise God, Blog Talk, praise God, amen, God bless you, amen. You also, amen, can dial, amen, those numbers, praise God, amen, to get a copy, amen, of the service, amen. If this is your first time joining us tonight, praise God, feel free, amen, to call those numbers, amen, and get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight, amen, and share, again, we say, with your friends, amen, your neighbors, amen, your friends at church, praise God, amen, to let them know, praise God, amen, the good news is yet being spread, amen, on the Prayer News Network, amen, tonight, amen. So we thank God tonight for you, you, and yes, you, for joining us tonight. Amen. Come back. Praise God. Amen. On tomorrow night. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And we're going to, amen. And we pray, amen, evangelist, amen, if you don't mind. Praise God. Amen. On tomorrow night. Praise God. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Will be, hallelujah, amen, Apostle, amen, Russell. Amen, on tomorrow night, amen, that will be with us. Praise God, amen, amen. So you do not want to miss, praise God, amen. This will be his first time joining us, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Praise God, amen. So we actually praise God, amen. If those that can't, come back on tomorrow night, amen, and be with us, praise God, amen, to be enjoying Jesus, amen, like we always do, praise God, amen, but we always say, you will not leave this place the same way you came, praise God, bring somebody with you on tomorrow night, praise God, amen, and we'll tell you more, praise God, amen, about, amen, Apostle, amen, Christopher Russell, amen, on tomorrow night, praise God, amen. Amen, amen. Come back, praise God, on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God and be with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, we say thank you again. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Amen. Let's continue to lift her up in prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Because we realize, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The battles. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You think that you're going through battles. Amen, but glory to God, amen, a prayer warrior, amen, even I know, praise God, amen, a prayer warrior, glory to God, go through battles, hallelujah, amen. So we ask you tonight, hold her up in prayer, glory to God, amen, I know you're already doing it, praise God, amen, but let's hold her up, praise God, amen, that every time, praise God, amen, she run across your mind, praise God, amen, let's hold her up. Pray for, praise God, amen, because we never know what a person is going through, amen, and we know the enemy, praise God, amen, is mad, is angry, glory to God, amen, because, amen, of the Prayer News Network, amen, but that's all right, glory to God, amen, we have the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's embrace. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our prayer. Let's embrace. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Hold her up. Glory to God. Amen. She needs our prayers. Amen. She needs us. Praise God. Amen. So again, I want to say we thank God for you. Come back on tomorrow night. Praise God. At 9. Praise God. P.M. Well, we'll be doing the same thing, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Hearing the word of God, giving him praise. Amen. Because he is due the praise. Amen. Don't forget the message on tonight. Come on in. The ark is going to rain. God bless you. Good night. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.